with Rahab the prostitute, and be able to dialogue about those things and dig. It just goes on forever. I mean, over 50 years. I've been reading the word. I still open it. Really, Isaiah 50 verse 4 is one of those verses right now that just, I just can't, it just keeps showing me more and more and more. So, and I love that just one piece. I love the one piece because really that's all we can apply at a time anyway. So if you take one nugget, one phrase, one, his loving kindness, when I was going through that, I shared briefly before when in Dave's Parkinson's journey, one of the first thing promises God gave me is, my loving kindness is better than life, Sherilyn. It's better than any life you could plan with your husband. It's better than life being perfect for the two of you. It's better than the perfect retirement. Blah, 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 blah. And so now his loving kindness, just that word, can just turn my spirit and my perspective around. So I would actually say, slow down in the word. Slow down, read slowly, ponder, reflect, meditate. Okay, so let's go over these few little things. And just stop me if you need to. A book study. It's so fun to do a book study. I really encourage you to start with a short one. James, Philippians, Galatians, Colossians, start with a short one. And decide that you're going to read that thing till you really know it and really get it. Those of you who know Carol just had an experience with this with Philippians. And she admitted to me, she said, pray for me. My times with the Lord and in Philippians are just dry. I mean, I like some of the verses, but they're just dry and kind of boring. And then I got a text 2 days ago that was just, wow, I'm so excited. And look at this. And look what God showed me. And I said, that is a direct result of you pressing on in Philippians until, I don't even know what until. I'm not even sure how to put verbiage to it. Just press on and get to know. And I've given you some things to do with a book study. It will make a really big difference. Yeah.
It's revelation.
It is revelation. Right. Perfect word. Thank you very much. And it comes as you keep on pressing on. There's a great post there that you could look up if you wanted to. Do a character study. You know, some of these will be exciting to you and some won't be as much. Like the very last one is a word study. That's like my favorite thing in the world to do. I know it's Angie's as well. But to study a character, Terry Walling is a man that is Dan's personal spiritual coach. And so that's his profession. He's a coach for leaders, Christian leaders. And so he comes here a lot and he talks all the time about choosing at least one, if not two, Bible characters that are your mentor. Get to know them in the Word. Find out everything you can about them. Let their life, their story, their faith, verses about them mentor you in life. And that's a really super helpful thing to do. So somebody, you know, that you're curious about it. You know, if you can't think of one, do the story of Joseph. Incredible. It's all in Genesis. Read the book of Genesis. You could do a book study and then a character study on that. It doesn't start till about midway through. So anyway, finding a character. On the back, a psalm study is always incredible. Just starting in the first chapter, and I don't mean the whole book like a book study. That would be a tough one to chew. But you could find out about the author, and there's a lot of things about Psalms to find out. But more starting in chapter one and reading until something really grabs you, and you want to look at it and study it. And you will find Psalms is a great, great, great place to go when you don't know what to pray. Psalm 35 right now is my go-to when I am praying for someone like my friend's son right now, who has been accused of things that are not true by a very kind of mentally unstable wife, probably soon to be ex-wife. And so I pray Psalm 35 over this young man constantly and plug it right into, remember we were doing that for somebody, Joanna and I, go right to Psalm 35. Who knows what it'll be for you, but till you get to one and it becomes so, I know that Psalm 35 is about God, come and contend with her enemies, with my enemies, with his enemies. Lord, arise. Come on, we need your help. Do this. Shut the mouths of those who are lying and be, you know, and let that psalm become so much a part of your life and your experience. And then you find when you're talking to Kate on a Sunday morning and she shares something that you can say, hey, before you go to sleep tonight, Kate, get out Psalm 35 and pray it for your whoever and put their name in it. Like my friend, the minute she called, I said, get out Psalm 35, put so-and-so's name right in it and start praying it right now. You know, it becomes a word to the weary, like Isaiah 50 verse 4 says. A gospel book study, oh, so good. It's so good. And the thing about it that you want to do if you, I encourage you to read through the Gospels at least once a year, but pick a book and or all of the Gospels, and like it says on here, decide what you're going to look for. I'm going to look for every place where Jesus says something. I'm going to record what he says in the Gospels. I'm going to record all the miracles. When I say record, like I said at the beginning, I'm talking about in a journal. And even if you're not a writer, I'm such a writer. It's just ridiculous what a writer I am. I was trying to find something in my journal for sweet Hana. My youngest son's girlfriend is here, and I adore her. It's Hana spelled Hannah, like Hannah, but it's pronounced like the road in Hawaii. I was trying to find something in my journal. I mean, I have so many. I was just flipping through, and for years I didn't date them. I'm getting off on a tangent that's really unimportant, sorry. Even if you're not a writer, I encourage you to get a journal just for recording a few things that you see in the Word, or particularly if you're doing a study like this. The Gospels could go on for the rest of our lives. They just are inexhaustive. There is so much there because it tells us who Jesus was, and Colossians tells us that he is the image of the invisible God. So when we learn about Jesus, we understand who God is. So I love that one too. And then a word study. Choose a word that is the opposite of what you're dealing with. The example I gave on here was particularly when Dave's first started, really his health started going down, and I found that I was just dreading the future, dreading getting up in the morning. What would he not be able to do today? You know, some of you have walked that through with a parent or whatever, a sick child or someone you love dearly. And dread was, I could tell it was becoming a part of my fabric of my being. And so I took a long time to ponder, what's the opposite of dread? I always pray. I just quickly think of the opposite because it's real obvious. But Lord, what is it that you want to work in me that's the opposite of dread? Because he's always the opposite. God always is the opposite spirit of all those negative emotions that come from hell and come from the enemy. And he gave me joyful expectation. And I have pages and pages and pages in my journal, particularly from Psalm 34. See, they become a part of you. It's not. I have a terrible memory, anyone can tell you. But not when they become a part of your experience. And when they are revelation, like Wendy said, it's easy for you to talk about them. And then that you become a river of life that flows to somebody else who needs it. So figure out what the opposite is and do a study on that opposite word. And then the last part is super important on the word study one. Whenever you start moving back into that negative emotion, do I ever move back into dread? Oh, let me tell you, in 2 seconds flat, then you pull up those verses, you pull up those things you learned, you pull up joyful expectation, you pull up the parts about the character of God that you learned, you grab your cards. On a really bad day, I might grab my old cards and carry them with me and go through them. I might review them in my journal. I write so much that I was bad about going back in my journal. I learned that from Bill Johnson. He said, especially when your days are dark, just go back and read all the things that you wrote about, that you prayed about, that you asked God for, and let him just show you his faithfulness in your writing. It's so encouraging. I don't know what will happen to all those journals, but someday someone may have to toss them. But anyway, that was a lot, or it felt fast or whatever. Questions, comments, ideas?
Can I share one thing?
Please.
Really,
yes. Would you come use the mic just because we're being taped, and it will, people who are listening online, you know, when you're listening and you're like, oh, I can't hear that. Thank you. Sorry, Madison, to embarrass you.
So Is it on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It's an app. It's called Parallel Plus, like parallel as in like perpendicular parallel. And it's free. So it's like a concordance and a Hebrew Greek dictionary all in one. So it has the Bible and you click a word or you click a verse and it comes up with all of the words in that verse, the Hebrew and the Greek, and then gives you the definition. Then also shows you where else that word is found in the Bible. It's been like pretty much life-changing to look into words in Hebrew and Greek that have such different definitions than we give them based on the translations of the Bible that you read. So it's been really good for
Thank you so much for sharing that. I can't wait to look that one up. I use, what is the one I use? I don't use Blue Letter much. I use just a concordance and a Vine dictionary. But Blue Letter is great. You want to talk about Blue Letter Bible? Or Angie said it? Anyway, there are so many good resources anymore. And it's true, when you look up Greek and Hebrew words, if you get into that kind of thing, it can completely change the meaning of a verse for you and help you to understand it. So always available for questions, prayer, anything, but I do want to honor your time. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week. Hannah, one of my favorite, I love Hannah, but in the Bible, one of my favorite all-time stories is Hannah. The first two chapters of 1 Samuel, I hope you'll read them before you come back. Love you, girls.